But then I thought there couldn't be any snow near the Dead Sea, or wherever it was that Jesus liked to hang out. Maybe it was donkey racing. Either way, it didn't really matter, because there was no way those guys were going to see Jesus that day. They got turned away. But one of the friends must have been determined to have his buddy healed. Rather than heading home, someone came up with the bright idea of climbing onto the roof, getting their paralyzed friend up there, then busting a hole through the ceiling above Jesus' head. I imagine they all looked at one another and shrugged their shoulders and said, "Cool." So they got up there, cut a hole, and lowered him down in front of the crowd. And he was healed. The Bible said it was because of the faith of his friends. I think it was also because of their cojones. In the back of the bleachers of our school's gymnasium, I listened to the chaplain talk about the importance of true friendship and give a word picture of what this kind of friendship looked like. In our lifetime, he went on to say, these friendships would get us through the things we couldn't get through alone. The investments we made into friendships now would pay out over our lives. As hard as it was to imagine the kind of difficulties that would come my way, I had already seen enough life to know the value of a friend. It wasn't lost on me that at the beginning of our college experience, rather than talking about the importance of studying or getting involved in the school, the chaplain was encouraging us to find the kind of friends who would carry the mat. Tim was that kind of friend. He would even be the one to climb the wall and bust through the roof. Over coffee at Simone's, we were catching up on life when the subject of work came up. "So how's your new job going?" "Dude, I don't know what I'm doing." "That's never stopped you before." He was right. I've always succeeded most when I didn't know what couldn't be done. I learned that from him. "I have to fly to Florida tomorrow. I have some meetings somewhere on the beach outside of Pensacola." "Cool. Let's get started on 3.0 when you get back." After the excitement of this conversation, I really didn't want to leave. But the prospect of some downtime on the beach to do some dreaming about our future made it tolerable. As observed through the front window of a rental car, the coastline of the Florida Panhandle is an endless miniature golf course weaving through water slides and tacky high-rise hotels. Occasionally, through a clearing, you can glimpse the white sands and crystal-clear water that everybody comes to that area to see. My new job was with a book publisher, and I was on this trip pursuing a potential author lead. Only I was as confused about my new job, and life in general, as some of these land...